Hey listeners, hi, this is Neha Sharma and you're listening to Wordnama. Today we are diving into a book that has been sitting on my shelf for years. And in this blog post, I have shared the insights, the detailed analysis that I have extracted from the book. Do give it a read. This book is called The Course of Love by Alan de Botton. And let me tell you, this isn't your typical love story. So imagine following a couple, Rabbi and Kristen, through their relationship. Sound boring? Trust me, it's not. De Botton throws in these interpretative bits that really make you think about your relationships. And here's the kicker. The book busts some major myths about love. Like, get this, we are not actually wired to just receive love, but to give it too. And don't get me started on the whole partner as a parent thing. Newsflash, your significant other isn't psychic. They can't magically know what you need all the time. Oh, and that idea that sex and love always go hand in hand? Yeah, not so much in real life. But here is what I love about this book. It's not all doom and gloom. De Botton is like, hey, happiness and love, it comes in tiny bits. It's okay to just be content sometimes, you know? And get this, he talks about everyday heroism, like just showing up for your family, keeping the bills paid, making sure your kids are okay. That's the real deal. It's not flashy, but it matters. My favorite quote from the book, love is a skill, not just an enthusiasm. Boom, that hit me hard. So if you're looking for a reality check on love that doesn't leave you feeling hopeless, give The Course of Love a shot. It might just change how you see your relationships. All right, that's all for today. Remember to read my blog post, which gives you a detailed insight into the story. And remember that we are all just ordinary humans trying to figure this love thing out. Catch you next time.